It's time for another day page.
Well, thank you, Princess Chumak. Princess Chumak of Vulcan. Now, there's a woman with a real set of cojones. Yes, you wouldn't want to mess with Princess Chumak. I don't think she knows what those are yet, though. Well, I'm Rex Latchford, and we're here in Studio 1A. We are gathered together. I am on the inside, and Princess Chumak, Peter Patriot, Minka, and the others are on the outside. Yeah, the computer in here seems very excited. It did its Windows update thing this morning. I'm going to do the salute to coffee right now before it gets cold. It's already cooling off this morning. So raise your mug or your glass high, and we'll thank goodness, if not God, for bean juice. Makes the world go round. Well, while Riffraff was holding forth in the other studio, playing some of his riffraff tunes, I decided to tune around the dial on a station radio receiver and tuned into Winds 1010 News. All the news, all the time. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the world. And they want you to give them 22 minutes three times an hour. So do the math. That is a little bit rough. It's a scrappy little AM radio station located in northern Jersey, in the swamps. And when I was a little kid growing up in Jersey, I used to listen to 1010 Winds. It wasn't 1010 Winds News then, it was just 1010 Winds. And they played pop music like Elvis Presley and Nat King Cole and Ray Charles. And within a few years, they'd switched over to all news all the time. They were one of the first stations to do that. And they have the teletypes going in the background. You know you know what a teletype is? No? It's one of those, it's a mechanical printer kind of device. Big, big, clunky things that consumed huge amounts of power and printed very slowly on paper, and it looked kind of nasty. And that was how the news was delivered to newsrooms and studios around the world. It was by teletype over a very crude network. This is long before the internet, of course. The interesting thing is that although many of our listeners probably have never heard or seen a teletype, except perhaps in a movie, 1010 Winds News still has the teletype noise going in the background. It's a recording, of course. They don't have any teletypes anymore. But it's just, it's really cool. It's a stubborn New York thing, or maybe a stubborn Jersey thing, to do something like that. To have a news radio station that still has the teletype sound. I suspect they have a lot of listeners who remember teletypes, though. Like me. I do. Yeah, that, like Princess Chumak, that radio station has cojones. They say they're the most listened to news radio station in the world. Which for a little AM radio station is right up there with doing 22 minutes three times an hour. They were doing a newscast this morning, and a story about a woman taking a cigarette break in Brooklyn. The broad was out. She was out on a stoop smoking a cigarette. Some hoods come by and threaten her with a gun. And she said, "You don't have the cojones to shoot me." And they didn't, because they ran away. And the woman finished her cigarette and went back inside.
Weather updates every 4 minutes around the clock on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds.
All news, all the time. This is 1010 Winds. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the word.
Good morning. It's 78 degrees at 8:40 on this Thursday, July 11th. I'm Jessica Ettinger, and here's what's happening. Would you taunt a guy with a gun in your face? John Montone will tell you what happened when one New York woman did. Neighborhood watch trial closing arguments today. The jury could have that case tomorrow. Panic and horror in San Francisco. Where were the ambulances at that plane crash?
She is severely burned. She will probably die soon if we don't get
help. We are working on getting additional ambulances to you.
The strange weather around here continues. Were those tornadoes last night in Connecticut? AccuWeather is calling for another steamy day. Thunderstorms at any time with a chance of flash flooding.
This is Mark Today. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, I've got the latest on Derek Jeter.
I'm Steve Potusk. Soothing comments from Ben Bernanke on interest rates have stock futures jumping.
Winds News Time, 8:41. Time for expanded traffic and transit on the ones now. Here's Pete Torriella.
And that's the news from 1010 Winds this morning. And that's Day Page. I'm Rick Slatchford on Radio InfoWeb at radio.infoweb.net, streaming to you live 24 hours a day, 8 days a week. And what have we got? Well, Tyrone says we have hot nuts, 10 cents a bag. You'll have to decide for yourself, but our producer is Peter Patriot, and our executive assistant is Minka. And we're on Facebook at facebook.com/radioinfoweb, Tumblr, radioinfoweb.tumblr.com. And we ingest mail, just like the NSA does, except at much lower volume, radio@infoweb.net. We tweet at radioinfoweb. So in the course of tomorrow's programming on our audio digital bit stream, when the time comes, we will turn the page to another day page. It's Bell Productions. See you.